from the 19th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Then little children were being brought to Jesus in order that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples spoke sternly to those who brought them, but Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." And he laid his hands on them and then went away. In Yemen today, a proxy war between Iran and Saudi Arabia, supported by the United States, is responsible for more than 85,000 children under five starving over the last 3 years. Another 5 million children out of a country of 22 million are at risk of starving to death. Jesus said, "Let little children come to me and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." In 2017 and 2018, at the U.S.-Mexico border, our government forcibly separated families requesting asylum and took children and locked them in cages, nearly 3,000 in total. We don't know the exact number because they did not keep accurate records, and despite a court order, it appears that some children may never be reconnected with their families. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." The National Center on Family Homelessness estimates that in any given year, 2.5 million children experience homelessness. The U.S. Justice Department counts 1.7 million homeless teens each year, and of those teens, approximately 40% identify as LGBTQ, half of whom say they are homeless because their family has rejected them. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." One struck particularly close to home. It came from an anonymous response by a high schooler on our Craigville retreat, the senior high fellowship this year. The youth were asked, "What is the greatest challenge facing youth today?" And one student wrote, "I worry about the world ending because of how we treat our earth. People say it's going to end in 11 years, but in 11 years, I will just be beginning my adulthood. I want to be able to watch myself grow up." That number comes from a UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, talking about the timeline before self-perpetuating climate change is locked into our environment. Jesus said, "Let little children come to me and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." As a people and as a society, who can thrive without loving and caring for children? Here at this church, children and children's voices and children's play is an integral part of our community. As we see today, children lead and they worship and they learn here. We read God's word with children so that they may grow into people who live God's word. And we as adults seek to be examples of that. There are many incredible advocates here in our congregation for children and for families, and many more who generously give in support so that our children can succeed. We are blessed to have this wonderful community of support for ministry to children and to families here. Every year, dozens of adults give their time and energy to teach, to shepherd, to supply, to supervise, to wipe noses. I want to say thank you to each and every one of you who has spent time this year helping our children's ministry, and I know that there are many of you out there in the aisles, in the pews today. Can I just have a brief show of hands? If you've been a volunteer with our children's ministry program, our board, any of our church schools, our special events this year, can you please raise your hands so we can get a sense of how many of you are out there giving your time and energy to these programs? Please, a round of applause for these people. What you give shapes the lives of our young people, helps them to grow into people of faith who live God's word, and I cannot express a deep enough gratitude for all that you do. And today, while it marks the end of our 2018-2019 program year, rest assured that summer church school starts next Sunday. There is more learning and growth to be done. We need volunteers if anybody's interested. The love and care provided here to our children should make us proud, but we also must acknowledge that outside the doors of this building, the world continues to need people who advocate for children and who love and protect them. We teach our children through education, service, and hands-on experience here. And each year our children support a mission project to offer help to those around the world, as well as our neighbors here in Connecticut. Through children's bake sales, Sunday morning offerings, and the generous gifts of this congregation, each year we seek to raise over $10,000 to create real impact in communities. I want to give a special word of thanks regarding this year's Children's Church School Mission Project. Jonathan Russell donated dozens and dozens of jars of honey, and I think based on the sales figures, most of you have enjoyed it over the course of this year. I hear it was really good. They were sold out before I got a bottle. But in addition to those acts, many of you have given to our Church School Mission Project, and the children have put in tremendous effort as well. I'm really pleased to say that this morning we have surpassed our goal of $10,000, raising a total of $11,420 for our Church School Mission Project. I think that's worth a round of applause. This year's project has been in support of IRIS and their summer learning program. Many of you know IRIS. The executive director, Chris George, is actually a member here of this congregation and has spoken to us before about their work. The summer learning program offers continuing education to refugees and families as they settle in America. I want to, in a minute, call up Chris and Emma McCandless, who is our CE board point person for the Church School Mission Project. But before I do that, and before we give our sweet novelty check to Chris, I would like to finish with scripture. I would like to thank this church for acknowledging how deeply God loves all of his children and how much work we continue to have before us to create a kingdom where all of God's children are loved, honored, and protected. And so again, from the Gospel of Matthew, then the little children were being brought to him in order that he might lay his hands on them and pray. And the disciples spoke sternly to them, but Jesus said, "Let little children come to me and do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." Thank you, and amen. And now I'd like to call up Emma and Chris to say a few words and to recognize Iris and their work.
So, Chris, on behalf of the children of First Church, we are pleased to present this wonderful novelty check for $11,420 for the summer learning program.
I say a few words. Right. Well, today is Father's Day, so I want to share with you some of the conversations I've had with refugee fathers, fathers of families that have made the journey from Iraq or Syria, Congo, Somalia, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador. The stories are really very similar. What they've told me over the 14 years or so that I've worked at IRIS, they say, "Chris, you know, I probably could have survived if I were alone in my country. I might have been able to move to another part of the country. I might have been able to dodge the violence and go underground. But I've got children. I might have been able to make it in Turkey or Jordan or Lebanon, those refugee camps. I would have probably had some success, had the status that I had in my home country. I wouldn't have to learn this crazy language of English. I wouldn't have to accept a job here several rungs lower on the ladder than what I'm used to. But I came to this country through the refugee program or on my own, hoping to get refugee status. I came here for the future of my children. I wanted them to have a life." So that's a message to us, a refugee resettlement agency, and to all the people who support us, including you, that in addition to those basic services of finding a home and connecting the family to health care, helping them learn English, enrolling the kids in school, helping them find a job, helping them to become self-sufficient. In addition to that, we should really focus on the needs of the children, education. And during this period, when the number of refugees has dropped to an embarrassing all-time low for this country, we've shifted our attention and doing more with the refugees who are here, which means mainly education work with the kids. We've increased the number of in-school tutors. We have really developed and grown the summer learning program. We've got hired staff, we've got volunteers. We'll be working with about 100 kids this summer. And the government doesn't give us grants for this. Honestly, the government that we have now would like for us to just curl up and go away, but we're not gonna do that. With your help, with private assistance, we're able to do strong programs with kids, make sure they learn English over the summer, make sure that a family that arrives in July has 2 months of education before the school starts in September, all because of you. Thank you very much.